Welcome into Poolside with Jaguars.com. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier on the players' off day between the Tampa Bay loss and what hopefully is the Jaguars win this Sunday against the Houston Texans. You know, a lot came out yesterday, guys, about Gus Bradley. You know, after the game, was very animated and pointed and the most emotional we've seen him, and that kind of carried over to yesterday as well. And at some point, something's got to change. How do you start?
Well, you know, I mean, everyone was trying to analyze where he was yesterday from an emotional, from an intellectual standpoint. And, you know, some people even went as far as to say that, you know, he was pointing fingers. And I think he was making sure that everybody was going to be accountable. You know, that's been a buzzword in that locker room now, be accountable. And just an example, you know, they talked about penalties, right? Mm-hmm. We talked about penalties. 13 in Indianapolis, only 3, right? Talked about finishing in the red zone. They went from not being able to finish to all of a sudden 4 touchdowns, right? But then you have mental mistakes, missed tackles. I think Gus was assigning things in a much more public, accountable forum than he ever had, and I don't read a whole lot more into it than that.
Well, it's easy when you hear somebody, and we hear Gus every day, and there are fans who look at every press conference, and you parse every word, and you want to know what he's getting at. And when you're losing, you want blame. Somebody wants to blame something. So when you hear Gus talk, the fans might say, okay, now he's blaming the staff. Now he's blaming the coaches. I sort of saw it the way you did, Brian. This is a guy who very much is in a state where he wants to explain to fans what's going on. He wants people to understand what's going on. And he also wants people to make sure that they know just because he has a positive attitude, it's not like he's walking through that locker room saying, hey, nice penalties the other day. Good job. Right. I mean, there is accountability. And I think mainly the message the last couple of days has been about, let's make sure people understand that this isn't just, hey, nice job, thanks for trying.
Well, and let's not mistake it for being knee-jerk either, you know. I mean, maybe that's where this team is in its development, that it's time to be held publicly accountable as opposed to everything being behind closed doors and, hey, we'll get it right. Now is the time in year 3 when things aren't going well. Okay, everyone now is on notice. You're accountable.
Going into last week's game, guys, there were a lot of things to work on. Red zone offense, second half production somehow. And guess what? They got that done last week, certainly on the offensive side. So the question is, what is this week going to be about?
Well, I think it's about going out and doing the things well consistently that you have. If you really look at the last couple of weeks, it's been more about mistakes at critical times than it's been about, as rough as the defense was on Sunday, as much as points were at a premium against the Colts, it's really been some critical mistakes at critical times. And even beyond fixing one side of the ball or the other or fixing this, fixing it, it's about not making that play that turns the game the other way. They're close on that front, but the mistakes are just absolutely crushing the last 2 weeks.
Cue up the YouTube video. It's about do your job. And he said as much yesterday, be accountable, but do your job. And you had some freelancing going on in that bowl game. Obviously, when nothing's going right, people are trying to do a lot of different things. Hey, cue it up. Do your job.
Read an article by John McClain of the Houston Chronicle a day or so ago, and it's an eerily similar setup for the Houston Texans right now. They're 1-4, some close losses, but they have the same kind of issues. Some turnovers at inopportune times, some players missing tackles, a lot of talk about focus. Well, this is a week that the Jags can get something done. It's a team that's going through a lot of the same things right now.
Well, guess what, JP? You're talking about 2-1-4 teams. Yeah. So there's going to be similarities. And that's where the Jaguars are right now. They are not a team that's uncompetitive. They're a team that is making too many mistakes. There are, I think it's 21 teams that aren't over 500. Most of those teams have these same issues. They're all close. They're all trying to clean stuff up. Texans are the same as the Jaguars on that front. At some point, a good team that's improving is going to clean those up and get out of that group that's in that mess down there.
The Texans screwed up last year. They took Jadeveon Clowney, who can't stay on the field for them, instead of taking Blake Bortles. They're doomed, I think, to be in the middle of the pack because they don't have a quarterback. The Jaguars have their quarterback. We've seen it the last couple of weeks. I would much rather be where the Jaguars are at 1-4 than where the Texans are at 1-4. Because if you remember, 2 years ago they had J.J. Watt, and he was really good, and they went 2-14. So you got no quarterback, you got no hope. The Jaguars have their quarterback, they have hope.
Hard to overestimate the importance of what Bortles is doing right now. it looks like he's taking significant strides. Won't reach a peak this year, but it looks like he's getting there. And that's, as Brian said, the big overall storyline is that.
They're done. I think
the middle of the road.
Doom.
Middle of the road team. Yeah, middle of the road team. Great defense, no quarterback. You don't win without a quarterback. And if you're 8-8 in this league, you ain't getting the top star quarterback. Now you got to get lucky. Jaguars made the move with Bortles. That's why they're ahead of the Texans in the long term.
There you have it. We'll see if Blake can prove the Jags right and the Texans wrong this Sunday. That's it for Poolside with Jaguars.com.